Did I leave it on too high? The question was more of a tease than anything else. We'd been together long enough to know what to do and how to do it for what outcome we desired.
Not at all.
The way she was squirming in her seat told me otherwise. She was very carefully moving her thighs to elicit what she wanted. Maybe teasing you with it in the bar was too much.
I can handle it.
We've used a remote vibrator countless times before, and we both really enjoyed it as a secret way for me to play and tease with her, no matter where we were. Tonight during our date, I'd left it on a medium setting while she enjoyed our drinks, and I got to watch her squirm and blush through all the delicious experimentation. It made it even better, because I knew it wasn't quite enough for her to come. Though, maybe you need to be teased more. Maybe I've read it wrong, and we should take our time to find out just how much you can take.
That would be very cruel.
I don't know about that. I think it would be fun. But I enjoy you coming too much, and I don't see why I should have to wait for what I want. She kept squirming, trying to get the vibe between her thighs to do exactly what she wanted, even though we both knew it was futile. I knew what I was doing, and I knew what got her off, which meant I knew that she needed more than what was currently provided. We're not too far from home, at least.
It feels so far.
Well, you just need to be patient then.
Right now, patience is something I'm short of.
Well, perhaps then I should slow down, since apparently what you need is a lesson in patience. I eased off the accelerator, and we both felt the car slow down. Not too much to annoy the drivers around me, but definitely enough to drag out this drive home.
No. Come on, I'll be patient.
Are you sure? She bit her lip as she pressed her hips back into the seat.
Fuck, yes, I'm sure.
The frustration in her tone was exactly what I was looking for. Later, after our game was done, I knew she'd admit that this part was one of her favorites. The slow burn, the buildup. She said it felt like delicious torture. But the whole point of the tease was to draw out sensations before delivering on those promises. Not far to go now. She had her eyes closed, trying to measure her breathing and focus to control herself.
Can I please come?
No, not yet. Look, we're in our neighborhood. You can handle it, remember? I grinned at her reaction to the slight bump as I turned the wheel and our tires hit the driveway, and then the car came to a halt. Here we go. I was quickly out and got around to her door, helping her out, as already her knees seemed shaky. Having trouble?
Something like that.
I helped her to the door and mimed reaching for the handle, but spun her around at the last moment and we kissed. I slid my hand slowly up her thigh, enjoying the feel of her soft skin as my hands roamed her body, before moving around to run across her hip, then between her thighs. I felt the soft fabric of her panties, and I couldn't help but grin at how wet they were. Just what I wanted.
How long will I have to wait to come?
Well, that's up to me, isn't it? And I'm not sure yet. I could see both the excitement and frustration in her face, but it can absolutely be impacted by you as well. A grin spread across her face as she saw the chance to get something she so desperately wanted. I reached back and grabbed her hand, pulling her and pushing the door closed behind us as we headed for the couch. I could feel how eager she was as she leaned into my kiss, and her wandering hands began to drop until she was undoing my buckle and zipper on my jeans so she could reach inside to grasp my already hard cock. Do you like the feel of that? Her eyes lit up at the question as she stroked me lightly.
Fuck yes.
She momentarily stopped and took a quick step back as she pulled off her panties, discarding them as I tugged her close again. Are you ready for me?
I've been ready for a while.
She pulled down my pants, and I stepped out of them before sitting down on the couch. She quickly straddled me, thighs split across my hips as I ran my hands up her thighs, and then slowly removed the remote vibrator. You are so perfectly wet for me.
You've been teasing me for so long, it would be impossible not to be.
Her lips felt so good against mine, so impossibly soft, it made me want more. My hands ran across her thighs and up to grip her ass, squeezing it before finally coming to a rest on her hips. You're not the only one who's been waiting tonight.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.